Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Coach Kevin Bullis joining us from UW-Whitewater football. Coach, it was good to see you guys get the win this week, get off to Schneid. But it's amazing when you take over the line of scrimmage, especially late in that ball game, how your offensive line really worked. That's when things started to flow and you were able to run the football. So you kind of say, okay, maybe we're back on track now, right?
Well, you know, and that was the big thing, Bill. I mean, and to us was getting our players to understand kind of the frame of the game. And that's in the prior two games, we had really gotten to the point where we were pressing and pushing ourselves and trying to do too much, and that's where our errors were coming. And I said, hey, fellas, be patient. Warhawk football is a matter of learning what the opponent's doing. It's a matter of also playing physical football and wearing them down. And I go, hey, late in the third quarter, fourth quarter, we're going to start rolling, and we did. So it really came to fruition and was very excited about it.
You can look at exactly that when you bring that up. You go back a couple of weeks, late in the ball game, you guys had an opportunity, you had the ball, but it was a couple of penalties back-to-back that put you, I think it was like near your own four or something like that, if I remember correctly, watching that video. And it just seemed like at that time, guys were pressing. They weren't doing the little things that get you out of that kind of a jam. And ultimately, that puts you in a hole. And I completely agree with what you just said.
No doubt. And that's the thing. I mean, offensively, you know, and I don't want to try to pick on our offense, but that's really where we were making our big errors, was on the offensive side of the ball. They're a senior-laden group. They're a veteran-laden group. And I said, fellas, you're trying to do too much. Relax. Settle down. We're all good. And they did. And we had some great leadership by upperclassmen, and it showed this past Saturday.
Now, coming out of this this past game and getting ready for WEAC play, and obviously you guys put up 27 in the fourth quarter, do you feel as if you hit your stride, like you hit a rhythm and everybody went, whew, okay, now we got this?
Well, that was the thing. I mean, shoot, Bill, you've been a part of seeing WIAC football and Warhawk football here the past years, and I've been here now in my 10th season. That's how we play football. I mean, our games are almost always close at halftime. And, you know, and like I said, it's a chance for us to get a feel for what they're doing in the first half so we can really then –
Coach? Think we lost him. There he is.
Okay. Confidence.
Hey, I want to ask you now going forward, because now, like you had mentioned, you start WEAC. You guys have been road warriors. You're back on the road again this week. 1 o'clock kickoff over at UW Oshkosh up there. And Oshkosh has been between you, Oshkosh, Platteville. Boy, you guys have been those powers battling back and forth. This is not going to be an easy one going there.
Oh, it never is. I mean, and that's what really makes it fun. I mean, to be very honest with you, that's why you do what you do, and that's why the players play the game. I mean, these are the types of events that do nothing but build memories and build for our season.
So in a game like this, is there a different atmosphere? I mean, early on in the season, you're just trying to get your guys in rhythm, but once you know the WEAC is coming, once you know a rival is coming, different atmosphere in practice this week?
Oh, not a question. I mean, and that's the thing that's real exciting is for guys, you know, this is our bye week, but obviously we got a chance to start preparation for Oshkosh. We don't spend the whole 2 weeks on them because you can kind of wear your guys out with that, to be honest with you, and it gets too emotional. But no doubt, I mean, when you enter into the WIAC season, our guys know that's what this is all about. Our number one goal coming into the season is win the WIAC.
You mentioned the senior group on offense. If you're going to rely on something, that's going to be the group that's going to have to take you there. So, like I had mentioned, figuring things out in that fourth quarter, is there a different jump in the step this week? Because you start to look at your seniors and go, okay, if the seniors are starting to relax, then the rest of the guys around you start to relax.
And no doubt, and that really is. And that's, you know, even after those first couple losses of the season, those seniors were said, we got this, coach. We're in great shape. We know what we can do, and we're going to lead them. And they really did. They grabbed the bull by the horns.
Hey, Coach, before I let you go, just give me kind of a quick synopsis, a thumbnail sketch of this this Oshkosh team, because they've been really good defensively. They've always been pretty big, a big team. Every time I see you guys against them, I always think, my God, how do you guys get it done? Because they've always had some big football players there. But what is their strength coming into this ballgame?
You know, I think I look at their offense, and they got really, you know, with their quarterback, he's a senior, and a running back with Heckert. Those two are going to carry the heavy load for them. They got a couple guys on that offensive line that are returners. I think three of them are returners. So, I mean, yeah, they're going to challenge you offensively. And then defensively, Pat Cerrone does a great job of mixing it up and making it unique. So, I mean, we got to be able to adapt and adjust during the game.
Best of luck to you this weekend, and we'll talk again next week as you guys get ready for UW-Stout. But best of luck against Oshkosh, okay?
All right, thanks.
Appreciate it, pal.
Great talking with you.
There you go. That's Coach Kevin Bullish, head coach at UW-Whitewater.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.